weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, it's so great to have you on the weekday podcast today. If you're listening to these in real time, we've been spending a lot of time in Psalm 139, the last two verses, this courageous prayer from David. And today, I want to invite you to put it all together. This powerful piece of prayer can truly transform how we walk through life. It's all about asking God to lead us down a path that aligns with His eternal ways, not just our temporary desires. This is what David captures in that last part of the prayer. He says, "See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, when we pray this, we're not just going through the motions. We're saying, "God, you've got the whole of me. Examine my heart, my fears, my failures, and show me the way forward." It's all about surrender. It's all about inviting God to point out anything that doesn't belong in our lives, our attitudes, our actions, our paths that are divergent from His plan. And here's what's so truly incredible about this prayer. Initially, it might reveal the big, obvious issues that we face, those headline sins, those overarching fears. But as you continue this practice, and as you grow, and as you walk longer with Jesus, the focus begins to shift. It starts highlighting the finer details, the more subtle missteps, or the quiet compromises that might otherwise go unnoticed. These little things, they're the big ones in disguise. What happens when God points these out? It draws us closer to Jesus. It reminds us that we need His grace and power every single day. It's us saying, "Jesus, I need you. I trust you with my worth. I am your child." It's not just a declaration. It's an acknowledgement of our dependence on His strength and His guidance. Praying like this, it changes us. It molds us into who we're meant to be in Christ. It shifts our focus from our earthly concerns to heavenly truths. And yes, it takes guts. It takes real courage to pray earnestly, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So I challenge you, let's make this prayer a part of our daily lives, not just for a week, not just when we feel like it, but as a continual posture of our hearts. Pray, then listen. Give God the space to speak into your life, to reveal and to guide. Open your hands, your hearts to His transformative work. Are you with me? Who's ready to ask God for help, to get real with God, to embrace the path He set before us? My prayer is that we can do this together, trusting that the courage to pray boldly is already within us, provided by God Himself. And my challenge is to see how God will use this prayer to change your life as you allow Him to lead your way. Hey, if you find these podcasts helpful, if you don't mind, share them on social media or with a friend. Send them to your friend by sending them the link, weekdaypodcast.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.